Observations column. Titled, Relationship and Understanding. Written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. With the text today, we learn something about God's commandments and the underlying truths which help us make sense of why God has given them to us and given them for us. The idea of Jesus being our Lord reminds me of Mary Magdalene at Jesus' tomb when she realized to who it was that she was speaking. Much more than the gardener, she heard his voice and recognized it, responding, Rabboni, which is Hebrew for Master. Jesus our Lord and Master is a benevolent, kind, loving, gracious, and forgiving Lord over us. The Apostle Paul called himself a bondslave to him and thought it an honor. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4 verse 19, gives us a reason to willingly become his bondslave too, no more striving to supply our own daily needs. Jesus will supply. When benevolent slave owners of 18th and 19th century America found a loyalty among their servants, they did not have to leave after Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. And biblically, it happened also in Exodus 21 verses 5 to 6, when a slave was to be given his freedom at the year of Jubilee, he could say, I love my master, I love my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. The master would take the slave to a door, or doorpost, and put an awl through his ear, designating the servant slave's desire to remain under his benevolent master. Kind and considerate masters would honor such loyalty, and the servant would remain on the job. But it happened by mutual agreement between the master and the slave. A scarred earlobe was the evidence of such an agreement, and the master would continue to supply for the needs of that servant and his family. While the concept of owning another person is repugnant to much of the world today, slavery and servanthood continues in many cultures. And the evidence of a Christian master-servant relationship in the church are the scars carried by our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. Love, loyalty, and obedience grow. From John 20 verses 27 to 29. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed, blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.